South of Calgary, about 70 miles, is a place called High River, Alberta, in which lives a hermit Canadian novelist who's often been compared with Faulkner because of his hermitism, although he doesn't write anywhere near as well. And I drove down there when I first came to Calgary to have a look at High River and to fix the novels I'd read in my mind. Drove around to this man's house, but was too nervous to go in and see him, partly because I hadn't read his latest novel, which had just come out. High River, Alberta. The drugstore ceiling is molded plaster, made in a week many years ago when the CPR tracks were attracting people north. Mounties and priests, curious braves, guarding the peaceful grass, turned under the chunky black dirt falling in the shade of grain elevators. Cows discovered the big country, bringing men with them, horses, to mount the Indians and carry them into the Rockies. Now they never come back, but move south along the pike, 8 miles from town as the country moves. It's a pleasant town, yet curiously old in New Alberta. One side of a main street falls fronted against a railroad no passengers watch from.